Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Want answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me Levi's, hosted by Lacey Facey and co-hosted by me, the man, the dude, the Mick Coolest, the king of comedy, Dakota. And that's how you guys do an intro.
He says that every time.
And they get better every time.
Everybody. Yeah. How are you feeling this week?
Well, today I felt a little like crap, but that's because I've had
like
stomach issues.
About a year older.
I do feel a little older. Yeah, I do feel a little bit older now. Yeah, because you know, yesterday was my birthday. Which
one
leads into today's topic, guys, grief and midlife crisis.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. One step closer to midlife crisis. Welcome back to Ask Me Levi's.
Is midlife crisis part of grieving, though? Is that considered about the same thing because you're grieving over getting older?
I mean, you can grieve. People take age in different ways. A lot of people grieve their age as they get older. I know there's women that cry when they turn 30. You cry when they get, you know, like 30, 35. I didn't cry when I turned 30.
I'll be 35 next year, so don't remind me.
I'll be 30 next year. I'm 32 right now.
I'm almost halfway to 70-something.
You are not. Well, maybe you are. We won't talk about that.
I'm halfway to not being able to retire.
I did research like midlife crisis aging, like midlife, and they say that's between 40 and 65. So we're young until 40, and then we're in our midlife from 40 to 65. Then we're old.
Nice.
That's what. However, you know, I've.
I always like a however.
Yeah. Well, listen. I have a few patients. I work home health, and I deal with the elderly population quite a bit. And I did origin nursing home for a while too. And man, I've seen some spry like 90-year-olds, 92-year-olds. I know a 97-year-old right now on the back of my mind that still mows their own yard. Does their own housekeeping, does their own stuff, you know. The minute that they're not able to do something, that's probably the minute that they die, seriously. But I hope I'm like that. You know, however, it doesn't look that way. Cause, you know, I'm not, my middle name is not Gray by any means. And I am the one that you talk about on the show that's gotten hit by a moving car and, rode a picnic table down
the
hill.
That's like the best story ever. Like, I think that story could be told on every episode. What happened was she was standing in the parking lot and got hit by a car.
Well, listen, I took a patient to a doctor's appointment and they went inside and it was during the COVID time, so they tried to keep a lot of people out and I was waiting. And they were coming out with her, and she slowly walked out with her walker. So I got out of the car, shut my car door, and I turned because I heard, like, this screaming back and forth. And then I heard a screech. I turned just in time. What it was the mother was yelling at her daughter that was driving. And she was telling her to slow down, and the girl swerved into the parking space that I was standing in. And all I had time to do was turn and just kind of cut my arm over my head a little bit, and the rear view mirror went across my side and around my boob and popped off. It went up, and when it come back down, I like held it in my hand, and I was like in complete utter shock. And I kept saying, you know, I can't afford this because I couldn't afford damage to a vehicle. And the woman just gets out, she's checking on me, everybody's running to me or whatever, and I just keep saying, you know, I can't afford this. And they just keep looking me over, you know, making sure I'm all right. I mean, I moved just a little bit, like it literally moved me forward a little. But I did, you know, I was there. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good, you know, I'm good. and I loaded the woman up in the vehicle, and then I literally drove back to Camden with the patient, unloaded them, and then, because I got out of the vehicle and I had been sitting for like 30 minutes, it really set in, like, how painful it was. And when I got inside, like, look at it, you know, because the doctor's office had already called the nursing home to make sure that I was alive with no internal damage. And they're, like, searching me over, and I'm, like, bruised all the way around my body where the car had hit me with a rearview mirror. Like, it was just bruised. You could see the hole. Yeah. Dakota won't let me live that down because it didn't even knock me over. So, that was like a week later, too. I didn't even give myself time to, like, really heal much. Like, I had went to the park with a friend of mine that was the admissions coordinator, because we tried to change it up, you know, because it gets boring. You know, you get out of work sometimes to go and eat, and we were poor, so we thought we would just go have a picnic at the park, you know, it'd be simple, you know, but not with me. Yeah, literally, we go to the kitchen, and they put our little lunch in a little sack, and Dakota's actually the one that gave it to us. I leave for like 10 minutes. Earlier, like literally 5 minutes when all this happened. I sit down on one side of the table, but the table is on a hill, just so everybody knows, and I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. I sit on the side where the hill is, and my friend sit on the other side, and we're eating or whatever, and her phone rings, and she answers and puts it down and goes to get something out of her car and gets up. And when she does, the table flips. Like, everything goes everywhere. She smokes, so her pack of cigarettes go up, and I casually grab it and just carry it as we ride down the hill with the picnic table. And, like, when I get down there, she's like, Lacey, you know, and I'm like, I'm all right. And I'm like, here's your cigarette. You know, they weren't even smoked. They didn't even crack. I don't know how. You literally get back, like, 10 minutes later, they open the door in the kitchen. Dakota's like, I leave you alone for, like, 15 minutes. He literally die. Like, I had to make sure. It was bad. They were picking the dirt and rocks out of my back. Like, it was bad. But, you know, I can't even imagine what a midlife crisis would be like for me. What was that?
I said that day when you came back, when you were telling us all, we all had to laugh, but it was funny.
I know. Like, and not even a week after that, you guys, because if it would happen, it happens to me. I have this really pretty flowing shirt, but it, like, flowed really well. And there's a breezeway where I go back to my office where, like, the outside courtyard is at. And, like, they opened the door at the same time I came through those doors. And when those doors shut, they automatically lock. Well, when they did, my shirt, it just flowed just right. I got stuck in the door, and I'm trying to walk. And I'm stuck in the door, and I can't reach the lock. And I had to wait for the smokers to come inside and let me loose. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if it can happen, you know, it'll happen. I think the best advice for that is just, you know, go with the flow and be okay with laughing at yourself. I mean, Dakota's the one, like, if you've ever watched Tammy, the movie, like, where she's driving the car with the smoke coming out of it and stuff, which I can't say anything, that's like the pot calling the kettle black, but Dakota has a car, like, literally that sounds just like that, and he's coming around the corner out the window.
Yeah, but the smoke that comes out of my car is marijuana.
So, you know.
It's like, oh, he got everybody high as he drove by. A drive-by stolen.
Yeah. Word on play there. Anyway.
But, anyway. So today's episode, guys, is about grief and midlife crisis.
We had a lot of serious questions, but we also had some funny questions, too, which is why I kind of opened up with, you know, some laughter, because the best thing during things like this and adjustment is being able to laugh and move through things, you know, because nothing's going to be perfect. One of our questions were, you know, because when you do get, like, middle-aged ages. You know, you start going through a lot of deaths in the family and friends, and, you know, and it's a lot of grief, you know. Sadly, some people have a lot of that surrounded around them before they even get middle-aged, which I can contest. You know, I'm one of those. But, you know, it really does hit when you start getting middle-aged, because it just seems like people just kind of fall away out of your life. You know, they just slowly pass away, you know, every day it seems like. And one of our questions that was asked was, does the pain ever go away, or does the fear of you're going to be next go away? Or, you know, we had a lot of questions like that. Sadly, when a loved one or someone we care about a lot, when they pass away, we never stop missing them. You know, the grief part, you know, that you have to work through that. But it's natural. You know, what's not natural is that is when the depression sets in so much that you literally weather away during that process too. The difference between like stuff like that going on in grief and middle-age crisis is where, you know, a lot of times people grew up too quick and they didn't get to live life, and then when they have a traumatic event or anything that's hard, you know, they kind of have a moment where they're like, yes, you know, this, it's my time to do this, that I've earned this, you know, and they go through these things that normal people go through, like at their 20s or their, you know, their late teens and 20s, and which people in society think we should already be gone through, you know, which I'm here to say that, you know, screw society. Everybody has their own way of processing things. You know, middle-aged crisis gets the title because they think that we should be grown and know better by then. But, you know, most of the people that are judging that person for a middle-aged crisis are usually somebody who went through an early crisis. Nobody is perfect, you know. Like, okay, so for example, like, because the way we look at it now, because we're on the older part of the younger generation right now. So, say, looking at your parents, do you think your parents went through a middle-aged crisis, Dakota? Or an aunt, or?
Yeah, I'm not, maybe, because we moved out to Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
So that could have been that could have been a middle-life crisis.
Well, why is it in Arizona, did they ever say?
Well, my mom always says it was to be closer to family out there. And my dad at the time down here, he had a job at some factory, but they lost all their contracts.
Aw, yeah.
So he ended up, like, you know, just going out that way, I guess. I mean, that's what I was always told, but you never know. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but it would fit.
Yeah, I see that. That's cool because, you know, a lot of kids judge, because that's the way society makes us look at it, you know, like, you're supposed to be so-so, you're supposed to sow your oats and all everything when you're young, and then when you get older, you're supposed to be an adult, you know.
Right.
Sadly, a lot of people in my generation, you had to grow up really quick, you know, and the generation before me was the same way.
Right. Well, that's but in that defense, though, from not even our generation, but maybe even like three generations before that, they actually had to like go to work and stuff when they were kids.
Oh yeah. Well, see, like
kids nowadays.
It changed for a little bit. Like you used to have a lot of kids so that they could work the field, they could work the home. You know, the whole. You know, that's why you had a lot of kids. Kind of died down a little bit at the next generation to where, you know, kids got to be able to go to school and they got to go all the way through, you know, and then start college. And then, the next generation was the same way, and you got to, got to be a kid. You know, the kids started being able to be kids. And then slowly, it kind of repeated itself. You know, that's one of the things. You know, history is so important, like you study it, especially you don't repeat yourself. But that's what happened.
Here's the way I see a difference in that a little bit, though. Like, I get what you're saying, but, like, the kids nowadays, they don't really get to be kids because they grow up quick because of technology, stuff like that. Kids back in day had to grow up quick to work. But the big difference is, like, nowadays they grow up quick because of cell phones. Back in the day, they grew up quick because they had to have a freaking, I don't know, shovel on their hand, or they had to, you know, something like that.
Well, it's the woke era, you know. Back then, you grew up if you had to because you wouldn't have made it if you didn't. They're making them grow up. They're making them feel like they're in kindergarten, they have to know what gender they want to be called. You know, it's crazy. Like, you know, it's.
My daughter's gonna stay a daughter till she's moved. So she can at least tie her own shoes.
But at least not even talk about, like, gender roles until, or you know, pronouns until after they reach that in their education, which is either, like, the fourth and fifth grade. So, you know, at least
just
going to
say if they can't spell pronoun, they shouldn't be having to use them.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, that's, you know, I digress. Anyway, you know, that's part of it. And
this middle-age process really
came out, like, 80s, you know, where the older men got their convertibles and motorcycles and stuff like that, you know, when they started getting older, you know, it was like to be wild and to be free, you know, kind of things like that. Women, you know, they went and got their experiences different.
So pretty much like what you see on TV, you got like the bald dude that goes and gets like a convertible.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it's just, that's the version that we grew up with, like, a middle-aged crisis. And now, sadly, I'm just going to say, you know, drugs have kind of taken over a lot in my lifetime, like, for the population. Like, when you see midlife crisis now, most of the time it's where somebody runs out and lose their whole family and stuff for the drugs. You know, that's usually when you see stuff like that now.
So it's not
even like they're just going through something and they're going to make it through. It's almost like they're going through something and they don't think they can make it through, so they just ride it all out, you know, and leave everybody behind. Grandparents are raising grandkids. And uncles aren't raising kids. It's
different, you know.
I don't even want to know what it would look like when we hit our 45 years old and looking at people going through middle life crisis.
Did
you say you had a fan question?
Yeah, I got a fan question. All right. Crystal Ray wants to know, best song to relax to?
Well, it really depends, Crystal, on what your choice is, but
I'm
a big eclectic, okay? Like, so I listen to a lot of things. It depends on what mood I'm in to calm down, you know, that I need to listen to. One day it might be country music. One day it might be pop music. One day it might be, you know, a Christian song.
From the email, it says that she's a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, no. Well, my friends are Swifty friends.
Maybe she needs to go listen to, like, Teardrops on My Guitar.
You have to ask Dakota that question because he's a Swifty. But
you leave me and Taylor Swift out of this. Hey, Tay, if you're listening, it's okay. Our wedding is still on one day, I promise. I want that song written about me after we break up, Tay-Tay. It'll be okay. I turn the volume down every time you come on the TV.
So maybe one of her songs, if that's what you're into. What you really need to look to for relaxing, though, is, like, if you're really emotional and sad, you don't need to listen to something really sad and emotional. One, because that only makes you sadder. Sometimes, you know, a lot of grief processes, you need to cry to move on. But if you constantly listen to sad music, you're not going to be the move on part. So maybe start out with one, but then move up to something more upbeat. Just to make sure you relax, you know, you made it through that moment, and then you relax after you. Also, when you're really, really mad.
I got this. You buy a fat sack of marijuana. You smoke this fat sack of marijuana. You eat you some cookies.
Oh, okay, so like.
You put on a nice John Wick movie.
Oh, man. I'm going on to the next comment that I was about to make. And it kind of goes with that. I'll segue with it. And if you're really angry and things like that, and you're trying to calm down, you don't need to listen to metal music or something that's going
to
make you...
If you're really angry,
yeah,
do
something.
Not listen to techno music, because you'll be like, doom, 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 wanting to punch things.
You know, like, if you need to get it out, because like I said, emotions are really... where we build up, that's the worst part.
Oh, my God.
So, like,
if you're ever mad at somebody, do not listen to the Mortal Kombat theme song either, because that gets you hyped up to want to fight. Mortal Kombat!
I was the one to say, you listen to that one time, and you get all your aggression out, and then move on to the next one, and don't go back. Like, you move on to something calm. Because I've been listening
to... You have to listen to, like, the Mortal Kombat theme song 2 or 3 times.
I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately where we're talking about, like, processing things. That listen to different therapists, you know, about how they process things. One of their biggest thing is, like, don't hold it in and just bottle it up. You know, have that scream that you need and then move on from that. You know, so I agree with that. Like, when you're listening to your music, if that's something you need to do that one time, but then move on to something that calms you down. Up afterwards if you need to get happy. You know, it's all about moderation, my friend.
All right. Well, I do have a couple news stories here because we've got about 8 minutes left of the show. Let's see here. A Florida man arrested for using someone else's home as a B&B. His neighbor was out of town, and he decided to make some extra cash on the side, I guess.
God, was this the same guy that was taking naps in their neighbor's house, and he just decided to take
it? I don't think so. I still got to check in on that. I believe that dude's still in jail. If not, he should be.
Okay. Well, you know, it sounds like somebody took it from that and just ran with it.
Yeah, that's like the next level right there. All right. Yep. And then the next one is Texas chick goes to jail for trying to shoplift one battery, like opened the pack, took one battery out, and a half of candy bar that cameras show she did not eat the other half of. So they don't know what happened to the other half of this candy bar.
Who's going to steal one battery? What?
Weird like, people, man. Drugs make you do some crazy things, I guess.
I can't even, like... I'm not condoning stealing by any means, but don't you think it would have been easier to stick that whole pack,
the whole pack
in wherever you were? Yeah, than you just sitting there and taking the time and trying to take one dang battery out. Like, what were you thinking?
Just like taking a battery at a time. Like, every time she came in there, she was just stealing one pack. She'd be like, I could change the channel in a couple days.
I don't even know. Oh, you know, anyway, going on. But and the half-eaten candy bars, like, at this point in time, if you're going to steal it or whatever, why don't you steal it, stash it, and then get out, and then eat what you want to get rid of what you want. Don't send it to store and eat half the candy bar. Like,
but the bad thing about it is they don't know what happened to the other half of it. Like, the cameras show her not eating it. Like, she picked it up as a half a candy bar, I guess.
Oh, my. Was it something she took time before and just come back for the rest?
Maybe. Now, that could be.
You know, people...
Maybe
you know,
she didn't realize it or something,
but...
Yeah, now that could be. I saw the weirdest shit at Walmart one time. This is when I first moved back out here. And the only reason I noticed it was I was working with the dude at Smarter's, and I never brought it up to him because it was just weird. But I saw what he did. You know how, like, the deli, you can go up and get, like, you can order chicken strips or something like that, right? I guess he did that. But instead of going to pay, he went over to, like, the clothes aisle and was, like, ducked down eating it. And, like, I was just happened to be walking by, and I just look over and see this dude, like, duck down eating it. Had to laugh my ass off. Right, there's a cheat code,
like,
guys.
Okay.
If you ever want to cheat Walmart, go in there and just order food and not go pay for it.
Well, this is something and that kind of goes with that, too. I was eating at Subway in Walmart this week. Well, last week. With a friend, and, like, my brother fell off the couch. Anyway, cash register, the woman working the cash register was telling us how they're not allowed to stop anybody that's walking out with things without paying for it or anything like that. They're not allowed to say anything to them because they're not part of their establishment. They're part of the Subway. And they can't tell us how many times. Yeah, they said they couldn't tell us how many times somebody walked out without paying for something or was trying to be stealthy or walked into the turned the corner too quick and hit their, like, middle bar going out or, you know, stupid things like that. And I was like, gosh, you know, money just walks out. And they're like, yeah, and if you go and tell them over there, they're just like, we're not allowed to say anything. They're like, you'd be surprised how many people just walk out with stuff. And I'm so guilty. Like, I have a guilty look on my face. Like, I just can't even.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's crazy how it became, because nobody wants to profile anybody anymore. So you can't, like,
step
somebody
and
kind of follow them.
And that's kind of what they're saying. You're not allowed to do any of that anymore. So they're telling them they're not allowed to say anything or because it could come back that they're judging somebody because they're not actually completely out the door when they're going by them yet, you know, things like that. And I'm like, well, all righty then. There was one that she said this man actually put on, like, an outfit of clothes there and still had the tag dangling and walked right out. Like, I should not be that brave. Like,
I've seen somebody,
you know,
like, I've legitimately seen somebody do that in person. And I had to laugh at it.
I would be the person that looked when I walked through those bars or whatever, they would just start going off because of the, you know.
I legitimately seen somebody go in there and switch pants. Like, take the ones they had on off and, like, switch out. And I'm like, what are you, bro?
Like, I have a challenge for everybody that's listening right now, and that's for if you go on YouTube and look up We Are the People of Walmart. And it's where this woman has gone and she plays the guitar and she has made these parodies to all these videos from Walmart.com.
Right.
I mean, it is so funny. And, like,
I've seen a few of them. I've seen a few of the people in
Walmart. Yeah, I mean, it is so funny. Like, I can't, but it's real. Like, those are the people that we live with every day in our society.
Right. Well, we got about a minute left of the show. This is the part where we pimp the other shows out. So everybody tune in this Wednesday for the stash, and the topic's going to be good stoners gone bad. So that's – I'm sorry, stoners gone good. Look, I already fucked up topics. Which is going to be like, say, you know how Cheech started playing a cop in the TV show, how Snoop Dogg got in the WWE, you know, stuff like that. It's going to be just how stoners kind of changed over the years. We got more, like, with mainstream instead of being more hush-hush.
Okay.
And then Thursday, we're going to be doing too much nerd talk, and me and Ryan are going to go at it because I will just save bacon till the end, and it's going to be bacon versus sausage, and you can tell it's pull a sausage, but that bacon's going to win.
Oh, Dakota says bacon's going to win Thursday, Ryan.
Tell him what I said. Tell him he can shove his pole of sausage. The bacon's going to win.
He can shove that pole of sausage.
Tell him he better bring his A game, because I'm bringing my B game for bacon. And I'm bringing my B and A and C game.
and I'm here just to keep them on topic. But anyway.
Yeah, you're the ref. You're ref in this one. And
HR.
I'm bringing backup, and then I'll bring in Logan, and I'll bring in Shane.
Yeah.
Who am I kidding? Neither want to call in.
Oh, well, we hope this is you.
Shots fired. Boom, boom.
But and then also next week we'll have another Ask Me Levi's.
Sure, topic to be announced. Cause
well, no, we have been telling you guys that we're going to be moving platforms soon, and we will. We're just kind of laying low right now because a lot of platforms are going through some changes, and we want them to be completely changed before we choose one.
I'll just be honest with you guys. I've been doing a lot of research, and I won't say the names of the platforms, but there's a few of them that are all sister companies, and they're having to buy each other out because they're stealing ad revenue from their podcasters, and people are, like, dropping contracts and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, so we're just kind of waiting that game out, and then we'll choose which one and go to that platform. So just hang with us a little bit longer.
Well, with all that being said, remember, guys, always roast the world. Why?
Why? Because the world needs roasting.
Because the world needs roasting. Where's Ryan to say it all late? Like, what's the world needs?
Yeah, that's Ryan's move, but you just fooled Orion.
I just pulled around and echoed. No, that wasn't even me. I just echoed. That's all that was. Echo.
Oh, bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and tune in Wednesday.
Bye.